Nolte, Michigan Police, 80-year-old Trump supporter run over in politically motivated attack. By John Nolte on July 23, 2024. The Hancock, Michigan, Police Department posted a press release Sunday warning about three different incidents that appear to be politically motivated, with the targets being Trump and law enforcement supporters. This is what happens when billions of corporate media dollars are used to smear the decent, hardworking, everyday people who support former President Donald Trump as Nazis. One of the victims is an 80-year-old man who was run down in his yard while putting up a pro-Trump sign. At approximately 5:45 p.m., in the 1600 blocks of Anthony Street, the same subject driving an ATV, four-wheel, allegedly with intention to do harm, drove into the resident's yard, running over an 80-year-old male who was posting a political sign in his yard. The victim was transported to the hospital with serious injuries and remains in critical condition. It is believed that the person driving the ATV is involved in all three incidents. Be aware, the subject appeared to target both Trump and law enforcement supporters. Local media reported it was a Trump yard sign. Two other incidents involved vehicles that were intentionally vandalized. The police described the suspect as having a thin build with possible dreadlocks or long hair. An update says a man who identified himself as the guilty party asked for the police to come pick him up. After entering the residence with a search warrant, the suspect, a 22-year-old male, was found dead by a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This happened just a week after an assassination attempt on Trump that only failed due to a fluke turn of the head. An assassination attempt only made possible by inexplicable Secret Service security lapses. Defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after possible shooting at rally. Let me tell you what's happening here. Democrats tried to unconstitutionally remove Trump from state ballots, tried to smear him as a Nazi, insurrectionist, and unique threat to democracy, tried to frame him and imprison him for life with dozens of phony criminal charges, and they failed. And, now, Trump is winning the 2024 presidential election, and people who, for nearly a decade, have been wound up and incited by the organized left, Democrats, the corporate media, and Hollywood, are freaking out and panicking, and that leads to violence. You see, in their twisted minds, violence is righteous against the next Adolf Hitler. Do patriots not have a moral duty to stop the next Adolf Hitler and his Nazi supporters? Of course, they do. Don't you understand that this is what it's always been about? Calling Trump a Nazi and calling us Nazi supporters is a declaration of war on us. Look at what exactly we are dealing with. An ideology that describes the murder of unborn babies as health care. A political party that endorses the sexualization and permanent mutilation of little kids to please its trans financiers. The left has spent a decade saying it's okay to punch a Nazi and kill baby Hitler. Trust me, the closer Trump gets to a victory, the worse it's going to get. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.